Last year, Tennessee became the first state to pass a law restricting drag performances, and the first state to see its law struck down by a federal judge. Bans in other states are still in effect. The Tennessee law was so broad that it would have outlawed many performances, including those of one rural Tennessee theater troupe. Mariana Bacayao from member station WPLN reports.
It's traditionally a one-woman show, but director Dashboard Schweizer expanded the cast of I Am My Own Wife to 9 actors.
That's how queer people do it. We take care of each other. We witness each other. We hold space for each other.
Tennessee's drag restrictions had defined performers as male or female impersonators. That would have put this show under scrutiny, since actors across the gender spectrum play multiple roles of different genders. The play follows the true story of Charlotta von Malsdorf, a transgender woman who lived through Nazi Germany. This version of the show has 2 Charlottas representing different times in her life. Josephine Parker, who plays young Charlotta, says it was important that an intergenerational cast portray this piece of LGBTQ history.
Even Charlotta in this play is talking about the gay 90s and the 1890s. And so people have this long sense of our history and that we've been resisting for a long time.
For this role, Parker had to step inside Charlotta's experience facing an SS commander.
Are you a boy or a girl?
I think, if they shoot me, what's the difference between a boy and a girl? Because dead is dead.
That excerpt of Parker's performance was used as testimony against the state's drag restrictions last year, as the cast warned lawmakers that this law would make it impossible for transgender or non-binary actors to perform on stage. While the final law was never enforced, Tennessee's attorney general has since appealed to the 6th Circuit. The attorney general's office tells NPR that the law is not a drag ban, but a ban on sexually explicit adult performances where a minor might see them, and that it will continue to defend it in court. Attorney Melissa Stewart represents plaintiffs in legal challenges to both Tennessee and Florida's drag restrictions. She says that she's read every law restricting drag in the country.
Tennessee statute was first, and it is the most audacious.
Stewart says she would be shocked if the appeals court ruled in the state's favor.
It's a very short leap from this law being constitutional to a full-on censorship by the state.
At a rehearsal for I Am My Own Wife, the 6th Circuit's impending ruling isn't the cast's biggest concern. Eschweiser is about to start giving notes on tonight's rehearsal. The cast asks if they're expecting any protesters to come to their performance in nearby Cookeville.
I haven't heard any rumblings of that.
The concern is not unfounded. Last year, far-right protesters flying a Nazi flag posted up outside of a drag show in downtown Cookeville without much response from law enforcement. For the cast, performing this play means addressing the threats to queer life, both then and now. Here's the show's leading lady, Spree Star, as adult Charlotta.
For us here in Eastern Berlin, it was finished. Gay life. Bars closed. Personal advertisements in the newspaper canceled. We were not supposed to exist. Persona non grata.
Star says that Charlotta's story gives her hope. Not only did she survive, the cast says, but her story has endured. For NPR News, I'm Mariana Bacayao in Nashville.